So the Red Kettle of the Salvation Army out once again. And apparently their donations have dropped in the last 5 years because more and more of us don't carry cash.
Oh, yeah. So, I thought they were kind of homophobic, too.
That's
they are.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I guess I hear that every now and then. I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize until recently either.
But I don't know what they mean
cash.
By homophobic.
It's cash. I always make sure I have a buck in my hand when I always have cash on me.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked into the Salvation Army. I just haven't.
I saw it recently, too. But that's not a reason I wouldn't give. I usually have a dollar and I give. But you're right. People don't carry cash. I carry cash.
Yeah. So now they've introduced Kettle Pay, and I guess you can just use your smartphone or your, you know, whatnot to go boop by. And
problem is a lot of times it's 1,000 degrees below zero where we live, and that's why I see people running past those. It's too freaking cold.
Yeah. And it's just freaking annoying. Get jumped right away. You're out of your car, walking into the store.
It's annoying.
In your face.
I'm always anxious. I don't think they care because they're volunteers, but I like to know if. When I went in, I make sure they see me, like putting in, because I want them to know when I'm walking out, I'm not avoiding them. You know what I mean? I know I'm weird that way. I don't want to
think nothing of them. Either donate or don't. Just,
I know.
Like, think nothing of them.
I know, you're right. And they don't care either.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're just there to ring the bell for 4 hours at a time. And
that,
that
is on me.
Oh, yeah, no. Some of them judge you.
No.
Who cares?
I don't think they
care. Who cares?
And you're right. Who cares?
Oh, they judge you. If you remember my story once a few years ago.
Some of them do.
And by the way, certain parts of town.
It's not their money.
Right. And by the way, in certain parts of town, a dollar is a dollar to people, and they need that freaking dollar.
Yeah.
So I don't blame people for not giving. Yeah. I'm serious.
No, I can't give every time, too. Like
that's my problem.
I cannot do it every time. I am out too much to do it.
Let Craig tell his judgy story.
That is true, though.
I remember this.
It was a few years ago when I had my kids with me.
Right.
And we had been to the grocery store two or three times that day.
Right.
We had gone every day, many times, two or three times a day, for any number of reasons, at the grocery store.
Keep forgetting something, or what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And other things.
Yeah. Sorry.
And he just wanted to get out of the house.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And
several times.
So as we were leaving one time, the people at the Red Kettle were actually three guys who appeared to be in college or something, but they could sing. They were good singers. They might have had a guitar out there. So I'd already given once or twice that day. You know, you give the kids a buck, let them throw it in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the third time I'm there today.
Right.
Now.
I'm all tapped out.
I gave yesterday. I'm going to give tomorrow.
Right.
I gave today.
I'm done today.
Yeah. So we're walking out with the kids, and they start changing the lyrics to the song that they're singing,
douchebags,
saying about how I'm not giving and I'm making a bad example for my kids.
I would have been so pissed.
I would have told them the real bad example is me whooping your ass if you don't quit singing like that.
I would have too. I would have been pissed, physically pissed, probably.
Now, I just assumed that the kids didn't hear it, and I'm not going to go do that in front of the kids. And I just let it go and then told the story later on the air. But,
you should report it. You should exactly said where it was. And
yeah,
was it?
Yeah,
I should have
at the time because that's crap.
Because yeah,
nobody needs to be shamed into that. First of all, they have no idea. Besides you not being there a couple of times, they have no idea if you're writing checks to somebody else. They have no idea if you're helping somebody in the family with money. Nobody knows anybody's history.
Yeah,
you know,
it's totally against the spirit of standing there. By the way, if you're signing up to stand there, you're signing up to just stand there. That's what you're signing up to do. Ring a bell and stand there.
Can you hear me? Hey, you can hear me.
Oh, hurry up. Turn it on.
All right.
It's a bad signal, though. Yeah. Talking.
Hello? You got me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool.
I can't hear anything.
It's out of phase.
It's out of phase.
Was he saying something?
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not working.
No, don't mess with our engineer. He's cool. Just mess with Puss.
He's in there like,
yeah, he's
the
cool. I woke up for this.
I came in early for this.
I wake up to put Puss's mic on. What the hell's that about?
Yeah, my grocery store, they used to give you a choice because there's two doors.
Oh.
And, you know, there would be the Salvation Army
guy. The bell door.
Working one door, and you could go to the other door. But no.
I've done that, too.
Now they've covered all the bases.
Nice. Well, they got no volunteers.
There's no getting away from it.
Target still doesn't allow it because they just don't want their patrons to be bugged. And I kind of agree with that.
I don't think
because there's plenty of other places to do allow it, so that's fine.
Yeah. They're not against the Salvation Army.
Not at all.
Specifically.
They don't want their people to be bugged.
Right. They just don't want people with their hand out.
Right.
Anybody, any organization.
No, they'll sell inside Target. They'll let Girl Scout, they'll let people sell cookies and something, but they're easy to walk past those.
Anybody judging somebody, if they're standing there right. like ringing a bell, I like guarantee you they have not put $1 in those things yeah. ever.
Well, they are volunteering. I'll give them credit.
And
some
I've
get
done
paid.
That.
Some
I've
get
done
paid.
That.
Some get paid for that, by the way. They need people to ring bells.
I've done that. And yeah. like.
What do you care? You don't care.
Yeah, I don't care if no. you walk by. No. Like, I'm. No. Still got to stand there and ring the bell.
Yeah, I think that's in us. It's on us thinking. But that guy, that group of
nerds.
Lousy nerd singers were.
I think nothing of it, though. I'll look them right in the eye on the way in, like, hey, yeah, yep, thanks for doing that.
Right, right.
That's what I'm donating right now. Right. Thanks for standing there. And on the way back out, yep, thanks for standing there.
But you're right. A lot of people don't carry cash.
Boop it up now.
The rate of binge drinking is going up.
Right.
For nearly all groups of Americans. Researchers broke the study down by gender, parental status, and three age groups, 18 to 29, 30 to 44, and 45 to 55. It found that the rate of binge drinking among women across all age groups increased, regardless of parenting status between 06 and 018. Researchers note the only group that did not see a rise in binge drinking were young fathers between the ages of 18 and 29. Everybody else increased in their binge drinking.
Yeah.
Wonder why they weren't drinking.
Well, they probably
18 and 29, yeah. two different ages, too,
probably
by
had
the
to
way.
Drive the kids somewhere.
Well, yeah. it's yeah. not just 18 and 29, young fathers.
I know. But I mean, but an 18-year-old father is a lot different than a 29-year-old father, you'd think. But whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But as a 28-year-old father, I recall...
binge drinking.
Going to... No. A lot of lot of dance classes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're not driving then.
A lot of gym class. I'm yeah. driving.
I know. You're not drinking then. I mean.
I'm driving. Yeah. I'm picking people up. I'm going. I got no... I couldn't even drink till like 10 o'clock at night.
I know.
And by that time, I was kind of tired.
Right. From all the dancing?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah, you got to participate, too. And, you know, while they're in class, I might as well take
it.
It
does
one
make
too.
A difference, yeah, though. You yeah. know, I had kids a little later, but oh, you're right. Yeah. When you know you have to go pick somebody up, you can't sit there and get hammered.
Right.
Damn pisses it. Me off.
Damn it.
And did you see the, oh, well.
Be curious to do that study that. After the kids leave the house.
Oh, it kicks back right
does
up.
Does the binge drinking increase?
Of course it does.
Because if I'm the case
An
study,
empty nester, of course it does.
The answer would be yes.
Empty nesters, alcoholism, anything probably just picks up.
I'm sure some empty nesters actually, they might go out and do stuff.
Well, yeah, they go out the bars.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.